Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A tentative deal with Kaleida Health and its unions reached just after midnight. And joining us this morning with some analysis, labor analyst Art Wheaton. Art, quietly this weekend, marathon negotiations were held between Kaleida and its two healthcare unions. And early this morning, a tentative deal was reached. We don't know details until members are briefed. But what are you thinking about this deal?
I'm thinking it's fantastic. I think it shows that the best solution is a negotiated solution. And the fact that we were caught by surprise that the deal came at midnight is a good thing. It's that negotiations are best when they're not done in the press.
It comes just a couple weeks after union workers voted to authorize ability to strike with 10 days notice. How much do you think that played a factor? Because things appeared to move right after that, Art, by the way, there was a week where negotiations weren't happening because of other things going on within the hospital, not because of, you know, any stalemate or anything, but they weren't able to come to the table. So really, just a week of negotiating after that happened, a deal is reached.
I think it's great. I think it shows that they didn't launch the 10-day strike vote, that they never triggered that 10-day notice, and that the workers care about the hospital, and if they had emergency staffing needs, and the whole thing is about staffing, if they didn't have time to have the bargaining team away from their jobs, then they understood that they care about the patients. So I think it was good on both sides, both the Kaleida management and both unions.
You know, and for Kaleida management, did they have too much to lose if a strike was called?
Well, the strike that they had for the Catholic health system supposedly cost about $89 million. And Kaleida had lost, they said, since COVID started, around $200 million. So you can't really afford a strike, and you really can't afford not to have workers. So there's never an easy job at the bargaining table.
And whether it was here last year or around the country and what we're seeing in healthcare systems, I mean, this is really a disaster situation that was averted here, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's got to be a small shout out to the governor as well, because Kathy Hochul released someone in the administration approved $25 million for Kaleida to try to help make up for some of that shortfall, not for wages, but that $200 million loss for trying to protect us through COVID really does make an impact on your budgets.
Art, when these go to the members for the ratification vote, generally, are they overwhelmingly accepted?
It really depends. And I think the pause in voting or the pause in negotiating can kind of help that they were able to try to explain things to their membership. And the fact that they took the strike vote tells all of the members that they tried as hard as they could at the table. And the marathon, you know, hours at the bargaining table and extending it weeks and weeks and several months lets the members know that they did as much as they could. I don't think rejecting this offer will come back with a stronger offer afterwards. I think they really got as much as both sides could agree to.
All right, and negotiations have already started with ECMC nurses and the state nurses union. They're bargaining a new contract. How will this Kaleida deal affect those negotiations, do you think?
Every time you get a deal in the same industry, it helps the next one so that they can use pattern bargaining. They can use some of the same concepts and ideas, and they can use it as somewhat of a template. But each business is different. They have to make changes to adjust for themselves. But the fact that they were able to make a deal without going on strike is a good sign for ECMC.
Hey, Art, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Labor analyst Art Wheaton.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!